In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The basis for our thoughts this morning are found in the last two verses just read. Remember those who rule over you and who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Consider the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It would seem that our society and culture at large yearns for a hero. People continually are looking for role models, someone to look up to, an individual or persons who represent the highest ideals of human goodness. People that we perhaps would like to aspire to be like ourselves. Perhaps this explains why in the last couple of weeks our country has seen an outpouring of adoration and admiration for someone who happens to play the game of baseball. And perhaps it is also why, during the same past couple of weeks, our country has also witnessed an outpouring of disappointment and discouragement in one who happens to be the leader of the most powerful nation on earth. Perhaps this yearning for a role model, for a hero, for someone we can look up to, is simply part of the human condition, namely, our creaturely condition. For as you know, as creatures, we do not have life of ourselves. To use Paul's words, what do we have that we have not received? Instead, we must look outside of ourselves for life, for guidance, for sustenance, and perhaps also for leaders, or heroes, or models who can inspire, guide, and direct. Well, it may be within that context that the author to the Hebrews encourages his readers to remember their leaders and to imitate them. You might say to use them as role models. He commends in particular those, however, who are not necessarily exemplary on the horizontal plane, but on the vertical level, namely, those who are models in the relationship with God. Now, we all, perhaps in our own lives, have had certain mentors in the faith, those who planted the seeds of faith within us, those who nurtured our faith. It may have been our parents or grandparents, our friends, maybe a pastor or a teacher. So also for the readers of the letter to the Hebrews. But interestingly, this is not the first time that the author to the Hebrews commended certain role models to his readers. In chapter 11, he paraded an entire host of heroes of the faith from generations past, from Abraham to Noah to Enoch. Later on in the chapter that just read, he commends the readers to also remember those leaders who are still living. In our verse, he is looking at those who apparently have run the course of their lives and the course of their ministries and have now passed on. What is of some interest here, however, is that the author to the Hebrews promotes and encourages his readers to imitate, you might say, though, the faith of their mentors. And in doing so, he shifts the focus of their attention away from the personal qualities or characteristics of these leaders or mentors or teachers, and instead focuses their attention upon the object of their faith. In other words, he does not promote what you might call some form of hero worship. Perhaps the author recognizes that no human being can bear the full weight of another's faith. There is only one who can bear the weight of our confidence and reliance. So in imitating the faith of those who proclaim the word of God to us, the author to the Hebrews, in fact, encourages us to look to the author and finisher of our faith, namely, Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's another way of saying, here is one upon whom you can count. You can rely on him. His love is constant. Throughout the book of Hebrews, in fact, he has affirmed this. The language he uses to describe Christ is language that he seems to borrow from the Old Testament that originally applied to Yahweh, but he immediately applies it to Christ with no sense of incongruity. In the first chapter already, he emphasized Jesus is the same. His ears have no end, quoting Psalm 102. Originally addressed to the God of Israel, he spontaneously applies them to Jesus. Similarly, Isaiah 48, I am the first and I am the last, is language which the New Testament applies to Jesus without hesitation. Jesus is the same yesterday. Yesterday he offered, according to the author to the Hebrews, he offered pleas and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. In other words, he was our intercessor in giving his body upon the cross. Today, he represents his people, you and me, in the presence of God, a high priest who has a fellow feeling with us in our weakness because he is like us in every respect. He has endured trials in all respects like us while remaining free from sin. Forever, he lives. This same Jesus to intercede for us and to welcome us at the end of the course of our own lives. To say that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever is not a statement about some abstract concept of immutability. To say it is rather a confession that his help, his grace, his power, his guidance are permanently at our disposal. Why then should we lose heart? Others who serve in our generation will pass on, but this one continues forever. He is not fickle, he is not capricious. He has a priesthood which is untransferable. He is one who never needs to be replaced, one need never look beyond him. Nothing needs to be added. His love is constant. We can count upon him. In a world that yearns for role models, for someone they can rely upon, someone they can count on, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.